I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She thinks Stephanie's being a little fake, and I hope she doesn't think I'm a cold-hearted snake. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bala Abdul and Cameron Westcott. That was terrible. Now. She's sitting right here. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on Shotsky Night with one woman who's been known to throw a napkin and another who once threw a hat at Julianne Hough. Ouch. My first guest is a multi-platinum Grammy-winning recording artist and choreographer who's dancing her way back to the Las Vegas Strip with her Vegas residency, Forever Your Girl, at the Flamingo starting October 22nd. Please welcome our friend, Paula Abdul. $1 million bill, looking like season one American Idol,
oh,
by the way.
Bless you.
And speaking of flamingos, she's tall. She loves pink. And tonight, it looked like she wanted to peck Stephanie's eyes out. Say hi to Real Housewife of Dallas, Cameron Westcott. Hi, Cameron. Great to see you. Excited you're both here. This is an interesting duo. And on Temptation Island, they're used to being surrounded by a body of water. But tonight, we're just happy to be surrounded by their bodies. Season 2 premieres tomorrow on USA over at the bar. It's Ben, Dom, and Aiden. On Temptation Island is they just put hot people on an island and they all get laid the whole time. So it was fun, right?
It was amazing.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Paul, I was so excited to learn that you're a big Dallas Housewives fan.
Oh, I am.
Wow.
I am indeed. I'm Housewives crazy.
Yes, you actually requested to come on with the Dallas Housewives, which I respect. Thank you.
Yes.
Very much. What first got you into the show?
Just from day one. Yeah. I'm obsessed with Bravo. What can I say?
Okay, very good. And yeah, I mean, you know, there was a time where you were on Bravo. Yes, you were. You remember your show, right, Paula?
I don't know what
you're talking about. Yes. Okay, tonight, oh, by the way, I want to welcome Cord is here. Great to see you, Cord. Cameron has a date weekend in New York planned. Tonight on Dallas, Leanne explained that she's having a lingerie shower, a bachelorette party, a couple shower, a rehearsal dinner, a wedding, and a reception. Cam, are all of these events really the norm in Dallas?
It's the norm.
For
real? I'm telling you, this is her moment. This is her big day. We have to celebrate. And yeah, I mean, I think Court and I probably had 8 parties leading up to ours, too.
Wow, okay. Yeah. That I'm not surprised about. Deandra's been struggling to keep her failing business afloat, and tonight it seemed the harsh reality of her situation finally hit. Watch.
We're about 4 to 6 weeks out.
From what?
From closing my company.
Don't keep anything that's not making you any money.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to lose some good people.
I know, but the people that you have to get rid of are the people that really need the money.
Welcome to the world. We all have pressure.
It's not that. I'm 50 years old and I have to start over in my entire life.
I trusted my mother and that she lied to me. So
I believe that.
It's hurtful to me on so many levels.
She talked me out of my career in DC to come here. She talked me out of my career.
Do you think Mama D gave her the company knowing, you know?
I don't think she did. No, yeah. I don't. I think it just was in that state, and I really feel like it's just unfortunate that she got it that way. Yeah, I don't think she intentionally did, though.
Okay, your questions for Paula Abdul and Cameron are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, everyone in Dallas knows Cameron's favorite color is pink, but some of her behavior in Mexico had Stephanie seeing a deep shade of red. Cam, watch this.
That was trash.
Her calling Brandy trash, I feel like, is the same as calling me trash because I also wasn't raised with money.
You have given me a chance and you've really been active and have tried to get to know me, and I don't really feel like this group has done that.
I have. I went out of my way to get to know you outside of everybody else. And then she implied that I was not being a good friend to her. Then it pisses me off.
So honestly, you are like so
Stephanie,
fun.
I've always been fun.
I feel like I can't do anything right in that friendship.
Cameron thinks she's here. Everybody else down here.
How do you put boundaries up with somebody without making them feel bad about
themselves?
I would
walk in there and go, listen, Cam, you're not all this and a bag of tricks or whatever. You're
it's
just
not tricks, chips.
Were you surprised to see him say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I was really disappointed, actually. I mean, Travis doesn't really even know me well, so for him to sit there and stereotype me is completely unfair. But I do think that, you know, it's their insecurity, and, you know, I can't help that.
No, you can't. Well, here's what. Everything between Cam and Steph came to a head at Leanne's bridal party when they had an emotional confrontation, all while observing the time-honored housewife tradition of squabbling while in costume. Take a look.
Why were you leaving our room the whole time when we were roommates?
Me having a tough time emotionally and dealing with my own stuff has nothing to do with you.
It breaks my heart knowing that you don't think I can be there for you.
But day before, you said I wasn't a good friend.
Because of the situation that we were in.
But how, why would I come to you the next day and... Like, trash is a trigger word for me, too.
It wasn't towards you.
But I feel like it's an elitist thing
to
say. That's fine.
I apologize 200 times, and if I hear anyone say it again, I've promised to myself I'm going to get up and walk away.
I was just saying.
I need a break. I need a break. I'm just being attacked by everyone.
Are you okay? I'm good, yeah. That's not a friend. A friend should, like, let you speak.
It seems like, I don't know that this is repairable. It seems like you need a clean slate.
I mean, I'm just being stereotyped here, you know? I really am.
And it does seem like arguing with you is a little circular.
It's not fun, trust me.
No, you get on a hamster wheel.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I just go in a circle.
Okay.
My dad always said
that's
I should
be everybody
a
on these shows.
Yes. Good point from Paula Abdul. Thank you very much. Second with millions of fans, Paula is one of the biggest stars playing the Las Vegas Strip. And since she's a fan of the Dallas Housewives, I'm willing to bet all my chips that she came here ready to hit me with her opinions. Here's what. Paula Abdul, it's time for you to Paula Abdish on Dallas. Paula, do you agree with some of the women that Leanne relentlessly brings up her past to gain sympathy and excuse bad behavior?
You know, I get Leanne and I feel her, but yes.
Okay, whose behavior was worse? Brandy for using the F word in Cam's face or Cam for throwing the napkin and calling Brandy trash?
I think both happened almost simultaneously, so both said heated things and they both were reactive.
Whose side are you on amid their friendship turmoil, Leanne or Deandra?
Okay, you know what, my whole thing, saying I'm sorry needs to go a long way in the uh-huh. Housewives and move on.
And move on.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the newest housewife, Carrie?
Adore her.
Are you surprised that Cam participated in the outdoor peeing during the polo match?
You're now my hero, because I pee everywhere.
Have you ever peed on stage?
By accident. Yes.
What happened?
No, worse than that, as a Laker girl, I was laughing so hard during one of the routines, I peed on the forum floor.
Really?
And the ball boys had to clean it up. Yes, I laugh and I pee. I can't help
it. Did you? Because, Shania Twain told me she once peed on stage by mistake. Have you peed ever while you're in concert?
Yes.
Wow.
By accident.
By accident. Thank you very much, Paula. Amazing. It's an epidemic. Finally, with a career that spanned 3 decades, Paula Abdul has walked a red carpet or two. But when it comes to her past looks, which does she think still sizzle and which would she throw away faster than you could catch a shrimp tail in your hat? Here's what, let's find out with our classic game, Versace or Hibachi. Paula, I'm going to show you some of your vintage looks. Say if you'd still wear them today, and if not, you throw them on the Hibachi. Okay.
Okay, Hibachi.
First up is the Grammy Awards in 89.
Oh, you know, can I throw the hair, the makeup, and the dress away?
Throw it in. All right, here you are at the Grammys the following year in a Golden Goddess look.
I like that.
You like it with
that.
Versace. Yes, okay.
Yay!
Next, we have a multicolored mixed media moment at the Emmys in 1990.
The top, yes, because Gianni Versace made that for me. The bottom, I don't know what I was thinking.
And of course, and that was the Emmy you won for Hey Paula on Bravo, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. How do you feel about this? This was for a press conference in 91. Business Lady Paula, 90s version.
Oy vey.
Oy vey, Hibachi. Okay. Here you are radiating in a pink and golden layered look, Bob Hope birthday celebration in 93.
Okay, can I just say something? Everything in the late 80s and early 90s, fashion was weird, makeup and hair was weird, music was great.
Yes, all right.
Hibachi.
Okay, what about this? This Todd Oldham in 96.
This was
an event honoring Todd Oldham, so I don't know.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, you don't recognize her. Okay, last up. Here you are at the American Music Awards in 97.
Yeah.
You? No?
By the way, I don't...
Look at the midriff. I mean, you gotta keep it just for that.
Okay, the midriff.
Thank you very much, I love it. All right, let's go to the phones. We got a question for Paula Abdul. It is Susan from New Mexico. What's your question, Susan?
Hi, Susan.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, guys. Hi, Paula. What was your reaction when you whacked Juliana Huss in the neck with your top hat? And did you ever get her a fruit basket or something to apologize?
We watched that at Watch What Happens Live.
I saw.
We were dying. We showed it 18 times on the show.
So did everyone else. It was great. Right when we had that one rehearsal, I saw the Steadicam. I knew where he was. I knew where I was tossing. And something happened, and the Steadicam moved, and I still tossed it the way I thought I was. And I knew right then and there, uh-oh. And when it hit her, I went, sorry. And I ran back up.
You didn't break. You were really great.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I was laughing.
Did you ever talk to her about it?
I think I peed a little bit.
Let's go to Alyssa from Philadelphia. Hey, Alyssa, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you.
Love you back.
And I do love my Dallas ladies, but I will always bleed green for my Eagles.
Okay, good.
All right, so Cam, after taking a second look to look back and calm down, do you regret throwing that napkin in Brandy's face? And do you see how hurtful your trash comments have been?
I don't regret throwing it in her face. Obviously, it was very bad behavior. I should not have done that. I apologize. You know, at the same time, though, you know, if you're going to have trashy behavior, I am going to call you out on it. You know, when someone gets in my face and says F you and tells me to go suck a dick, I mean, yeah, I'm going to defend myself. So, you know, then again, I should probably use a different word next time, though, but don't do trashy behavior.
Okay, that was a roller coaster. Yeah. Our next week's Dallas Leanne is ready to tie the knot with Rich, but she's still in knots over the situation with Deandra. Here's the sneak peek.
Why is Deandra not here? Do you think that it's a kind of weird to, when you have a party or anything like that, you leave one person of the friend group out?
I do think she's trying. I think you guys need to spend more, like, quality one-on-one time.
But did Deandra apologize?
Look, I'm getting married. I f***ed a lot of frogs.
But that's Leanne, that's not the
point. I don't give a shit. So yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because you're making the point about Deandra. It's my wedding. And a wedding for a woman who has waited 51 years to get married. Shut up for 2 motherfucking seconds.
All right. Paula, Jackie P. emailed, why do you think singing competition shows are producing less and less breakout stars than when you were judging Idol?
That I don't know, but I will say this. With American Idol, it just was one of the lightning in a bottle situation, right. Chemistry, everything. And we had an amazing talent, and there's amazing talent out there. But we also had Clive Davis,
right,
who is very, very much in love with breaking out new stars.
Yeah.
We did the early work for him, and then he carried the torch with
him. Let's go to Sabrina from Seattle for Paula Abdul. Hey, Sabrina, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, and hello to your beautiful guest.
Thanks.
Paula, were the rumors true that you were dating Keanu Reeves after he starred in the Rush Rush video? Please say yes.
I wish.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to see him by accident. You know, it was like the funniest thing. I wanted to introduce myself to him. I hadn't met him yet. And I went up to his trailer, and the door was slightly open. He had headphones on, and he was air guitaring in his underwear. And I said, that's my boyfriend.
Yes, but you never dated.
No.
Wow, that's too bad.
I know.
Cameron Melanie M. wants to know what you think about Leanne trying to get everything for free for her wedding.
Well, she wanted a really big wedding, and I respect that. And I know she, of course, didn't want to put the funds in to have such a big wedding. And she has a lot of friends in the wedding industry that were willing to help. So I respect that, you know. Right. I mean, they're friends of hers, so.
It's game time, everybody. Cameron's trash coming after rocking with an unexpected mess. But it's nothing compared to another unexpected mess no one wants to deal with, a shart. Here's what, it's time to play Cold Sharted Snake. Paula, you're gonna read off some of your iconic lyrics with a shart noise covering keywords. Then Cameron is gonna have to guess the lyric behind the shart. Okay, first one.
Okay. Baby, just remember I gave you my... Ooh, excuse me. Ain't no one going to tear us apart.
Okay, this is from Forever Your Girl. Any idea?
Ooh, no.
Okay, what's the answer?
Heart.
I gave you my heart.
It rhymes with fart.
Yes, that's true. God. Okay, let's do another one.
Okay. Straight up now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Or am I caught in a... And...
No. Wait.
Before that, a little bit preceding that.
Okay.
Or am I caught in a...
Oh, my God. Why can't I remember the word? Oh, my God.
Am I caught in a... Run.
Oh,
thank
God.
You for playing, everybody.
Oh,
we're just going to do two. I know where this is going. We're on it, man. Let's go to Dana from Philadelphia. Hey, Dana, what's your question for Cameron?
Hey, Andy. So my question for Cameron is, after all the drama over your trash comments, do you regret calling all of your friends hoes for wearing lingerie to Leanne's lingerie party?
So I, didn't target anyone when I said it, but I do have to be honest. When your boobs out, your stomach's out, and your legs are out, I mean, have a little more self-respect. I mean, you don't have to have all of it out at one time. So
okay.
We are in the south.
I have something to say about you and the lingerie party in a minute. Okay. Ryan B. emailed, Paula, I loved you on Hey Paula. Did you ever wind up seeing the Bratz doll movie after they didn't go with your fashion designs, or was it too painful?
I was boycotting, for
yes.
sure.
Okay. Yes, okay. Let's go to Olivia from California for Paula Abdul. Hey, Olivia, what's your question?
Hi, I just want to say, Andy, I love you, and I'm really hoping you'll bring AC Squared to LA soon. We miss you.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yes. My question for Miss Paula Abdul is,
hi.
Have you ever watched Hi. Have you ever watched an episode of the American Idol reboot? And what did you think of Katy Perry getting $25 million for judging?
Well, good for her. Good for her. Why not?
Well, good for you for not being bitter about it. Honestly.
I take it out on my chihuahuas behind this. Yeah, right.
Have you seen the reboot?
Yes, I've seen a couple episodes. You know, both Katy and Lionel are friends.
Yeah, they're buddies of yours.
I love them, yes.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know Luke.
I am excited to see you in Vegas, by the way. I really
thank you.
That's a great room. I saw Donnie and Marie there like 8 years ago, and then I saw them there again last year, and it's a great room. It's time for my mazel and Jack Hole of the Day. They both come from tonight's episode of Dallas. My mazel goes to Leanne and Rich for keeping their romance alive in a truly unexpected way.
Where's the weirdest place you've done the deed?
He drilled a hole in our neighbor's fence.
He walked around to your neighbor's yard, drilled a hole, and stuck his dick through.
And there's splinters, so be careful.
I didn't know Leanne had a wilderness side to her.
Okay, when asked if Leanne would do it again, she responded, I'm on the fence. Tonight's Jackal goes to Cameron's outfit from the lingerie party tonight, which was just a pink dress with long sleeves.
Oh, look at what is this?
I was like, this is my version of Moulin Rouge. Yeah,
Cameron could have walked straight into a church from our lingerie party and been just fine.
Cameron gets the jackhole for going to a lingerie party more covered up than the president's call with Ukraine. I want to thank Paula, Cameron, Ben, Dom, and Aiden for being here.
Law & Order SVU is now TV's longest-running primetime drama. And this season, we're going even deeper with the Law & Order SVU podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
That's great. All right, we are back with Paula Abdul, the Vegas residency. At the Flamingo Vegas starting October 22nd. You can buy tickets now. You can see Cameron on The Real Housewives of Dallas. Behind the bar from Temptation Island season 2, Ben, Dom, and Aiden. Hey, fellas. Great to see you. Let's go to Stacy from St. Louis. Hey, Stacy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Go hey. Cardinals. Go Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah. My question is for Cameron.
Okay.
Cameron, do you honestly think that Deandra has what it takes to turn her company around, or do you think Mama D is going to need to take control again?
Deandra completely has what it takes to turn her company around. She is a total girl boss, and when she puts her mind to things, she nails it. So I am not afraid of it whatsoever.
She's and I'm rooting for her.
We have her back.
Let's go to Becky from Nevada. Hey, Becky, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you.
Love you
I'm
back.
I'm going to pretend that I'm best friends with you and Jeremy, too. So, Paula, my question is for you.
Okay.
There's always so much tension between you and Simon Cowell. Was there anything romantic that ever happened?
Did you and Simon actually
have
a date?
Or no. Okay.
On the topic, Jordan G wants to know, Alyssa K emailed, what was your reaction when America kept voting for Sanjaya?
Oh, you know what? It's like Sanjaya had his moment, and everyone was voting for him because they thought it was fun and they liked him. He's a likable guy, and he's talented too. What can I say? I mean, I love that America votes.
Yes. Let's go to Vanessa from Georgia. Hey, Vanessa, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. OMG, I love you. Hi, Paula. My question is for Cameron.
Okay.
Do you think Leanne was overreacting when she compared you and Brandy excluding her from your talk on the beach to her being abandoned from her mother?
She compared you to being, she compared her being excluded from your conversation with Brandy on the beach to her being abandoned by her mother.
I mean, it was a little extreme that she threw that out there. I do believe that, yeah. I mean, she could have kept that for another moment.
I really liked your reconciliation with Brandy on the beach. It seemed very heartfelt, and I thought it was really positive.
Yeah,
I love Brandy.
Yeah, we're in
that's
good
great.
Place.
That's great to hear. Tom G wants to know, Paula, how is it you ended up in the Sacha Baron Cohen movie?
Oh, God.
Bruno, did you really have no idea that you were getting scammed?
Not only did I have no idea, I thought when I showed up, look, I heard I was getting an International Artist of the Year award. I'm going to show up.
Yeah, right.
I showed up. I wanted to get that award. And some crazy freak answered the door in clear plastic pants with a jock strap, blush on his face and a hat, and I went, oh, this is probably like when I go to Japan and do those weird Japanese game
commercial
shows.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
right.
So I kind of, and I it was right before a live taping, so I was dressed, you know, ready to go straight to American Idol. They kept everyone out, so their hair and makeup wasn't allowed, my publicist wasn't allowed, and the craziest thing was happening, he was summoning the gardeners for furniture, because there was no furniture,
right.
And he's saying, sit. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I was in an Hervé Léger dress, and I was squatting down. And I don't know. My reaction was I started petting the gardener. And then he kicked him and fell down. And then I fell down. And then he told me to put on a Velcro suit and run against the wall.
Did you ever think it was a scam?
No. This is the best part. So when I left, I said, I've got to go. I've got to go. Because when they started serving sushi on naked sumo wrestlers, it was
right.
time for me to leave. And I'm leaving to go out. I didn't care about the award. I just want to get out of there.
Yeah.
And he was chasing after the car and threw the award in the car. And now this is the truth. Right after that, I said, thank God nothing, you didn't sign any agreement. Thank God my then publicist says, oh, I had to, and it's in German. I'm like, you what? And then I called Marty Singer, litigator.
Yes.
Okay, and he tried calling number, disconnected. I was on pins and needles for like, seriously, 2 months. I thought this
thinking,
crazy.
What is this
what
gonna
is
be?
This?
What is
right?
this?
And then I forget all
okay.
about it. And then 9 months later, I get a call from my new publicist and management, and they go, we're getting requests from People Magazine and ET about working with Sacha Baron Cohen. I went, I've never met Sacha Baron Cohen. And they go, yeah, well, we think you would have told us if.
Right,
I said,
right.
I don't even know what you're talking about. And then more requests were coming in. What was it like working? I'm going, I haven't worked with Sacha Baron Cohen. I think he's genius, but I haven't worked with him. Okay, now smash cut to, I'm sleeping. In the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up in a pool of sweat, and I went, oh, and I went to the computer, and I typed in Sacha Baron Cohen, and there's that freak with the hat and the blush and the plastic pants, and I went, ah, and it was a week before the opening. I wasn't even invited. I was
Would
dying.
Would you have gone?
I'll show up at any
time. I love you. That's great. So let me ask you this. Did you ever see the movie?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The opening scene was enough for me.
Were you embarrassed then, or did you think, oh, this is funny? And did you?
This is even better.
Okay.
There's the promos that they were showing commercials. All of a sudden, he's getting waxed at this place called Pink Cheeks.
Okay.
And she's my waxer. And,
wow.
he was getting his balls waxed.
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, she got punked too. And then I called Cindy at Pink Cheeks, I said, oh my God, we're both in the movie. And she goes, I didn't even get invited to the premiere. Me neither.
That's awesome. Paula, love you to death. Thank you so much. Thank you, Cameron. Always good to see you. Guys, you rock my world. TV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.